Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Sukkah daf Hey, and in the Oitz Rosh Tzuris daf, we're starting Dalon Rav Beis about 11 lines up from the bottom with the words Amar Chagai, and in the Arskol Tzuris daf, it's right at the top of daf Hey. And today's daf is sponsored by Linishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we're discussing the concept of Peah, which is basically the Tzuris HaPesach. It's two or more posts with a string on top of them that forms a mechitza in regards to Kelayim. It's allowed to plant two opposing minim on the opposite sides of this mechitza because it's a proper mechitza, so it's considered like a division. However, we concluded that in regards to Shabbos, when we want to have a mechitza regarding Shabbos, and that's going to make the area surrounded by the mechitza. So Rosh HaYochid, we could use this peah. However, it's not allowed to be wider than 10 amos. This is a din specific by Shabbos that a tzuris HaPesach can't be wider than 10 amos. If it is wider, we either have to narrow it or it's not considered a proper mechitza. And we had said that Rosh Lakish agrees to this. Now, Amar Rav Chaga tells us, Masisa Amar Kain, we have a mission that tells us this. This is Mishnah Maseches Erevin. It's talking about a person who's in a bikka, which is a large open area. He's there Erev Shabbos. He needs to be able to make some sort of mechitzas for himself to allow himself to carry here on Shabbos. So what does he do? Makifin Shlesh Chavalim Zelamal Mizeh. He has a bunch of posts, and then he surrounds them with three ropes, one on top of another. Basically measures slightly less than three tefachim off of the ground and puts a rope there. Then another slightly less than three tefachim above that puts rope number two. Then slightly less than three tefachim above that, that's rope number three. So in between the three of them, we have slightly less than three tefachim. That's basically nine tefachim. That whole area is considered closed off because of lavud. And then the thickness of the ropes themselves are a little bit more than a tefach. So we have a total of 10 tefachim. That's a proper mechitza, and he's allowed to carry within this enclosed area. Now here's the raya. Im oimer at shapeim atzelus yosem eser. If you say that pay, which again is Tzuris HaPesach, if that's going to be matzel even more than 10 amos wide, so dayei chevel echad, it should be sufficient just to have one rope strung on the top of the post that he has. Why didn't the Mishnah suggest that? It must be that since the Mishnah tells us that we have to have three ropes and not just one on top, then we see that Tzuris HaPesach that's wider than 10 amos is not valid when it comes to Shabbos. And obviously Rish Lakish can't argue with this Mishnah, so it must be this what Rish Lakish holds. Now we continue discussing this concept of peah, and the Gemara is going to see whether or not this raya of Chagai from the Mishnah is really valid. Because Rabbeinu Amar, he said that Rabbi Shai asked the following, Hadah peah, this idea of peah of Tzuris HaPesach, Mat Amrit, what did you say? Meaning, how is it done? Mil malon min atzad. Does that rope have to be placed on top of the posts that are holding it up, or they can even be tied on the side of the post? So for example, the post is 3 feet high. Does the rope have to be put literally on top of the post, or could it just be tied to the side of it, let's say 2 feet off the ground, and maybe that's still considered a peah? And what would the nafkamina be? Pay attention to the gears of changes. In Tamar min hatzad, if you say that it can even be tied on the side, well then kol shekein mil malon. For sure, if it's tied on top, that actually looks like a real Tzuris HaPesach. Of course, that'd be valid. Whereas in Tamar, Milamalon, if you say it has to be tied on top, then that would mean that Ham and Atzad, Loi, that if it was tied on the side of the post, that's not valid because it doesn't look like a Tzuris HaPesach. Now, here's where we're bringing the Mishnah of Maseches Erevin. In Tamar, Milamalon, if you want to say the Mishnah of Erevin was talking about that the top string was tied on the top of the posts, so Yosam Rav Chagai. Rav Chagai brought a good raya because, again, his raya was, why does the Mishnah tell us that we have to have three strings? Why don't we just have one string on top? It must be that one string on top is not valid. So if that's what the Mishnah is actually referring to, that the one string is being tied on top, Rav Chagai has a good raya from the Mishnah that this din of peah of Tzuris HaPesach wider than 10 amos doesn't work. However, in Tamar min atzad, if you say that Mishnah is referring to where the strings were tied on the side of the post, loyam Rav Chagai klom. Rav Chagai is not saying anything. There's no raya from that Mishnah because over there, since the string was being tied on the side, there's no Tzuris HaPesach. But it's possible that if it was tied on the top of the pole, then there would be a Tzuris HaPesach and we wouldn't require three strings. Ask the Gemara. Hold on one second. How could you say the Mishnah wouldn't be a raya? Man of Shach, either which way, Imel Malon, Harimel Malon, Imin Atzad, Harimin Atzad. The bottom line is, we could still learn this from that Mishnah. Since the Mishnah said we have to have three ropes, and it doesn't say that we could just have one rope on the top, it must be that one rope as a Tzuris HaPesach is not valid. Zaki the Gemara now suggests that if that Mishnah was talking about that it was tied from the side, we have no raya. Now, Rabban de Kesaron say, B'shem Rav Yirmiya, Tifter, we could explain that what's that Mishnah referring to? A unique case. Basuyin Kamin de Karim is where the posts that were holding up the strings were made like the Karim, which is basically pointed poles. In other words, the top of the pole was so narrow and pointed, there wasn't a possibility of putting a string on top of it. So the string had to be put on the side. Mimela, that's why we need three strings. And then we would not be able to learn anything from that situation in the Mishnah. So really, only if we learn the Mishnah one particular way would we have a raya. The Rosh Lakish agrees that if it's wider than 10 amos by Shabbos, it's not valid. And not to hammer it off on the top, we need to discuss the Zerpeya, the Tzuris HaPesach. Reb Zeir quotes Reb Duma the Chaifa, who says, B'shem Reb Shem ben Lakish, L'goiva, in regards to the height, as in how high this string is allowed to be, afilu ad mea ama, it could even be 100 amas high. Now, Amr review, then he clarifies, adad at Amr le'inyan kilayim, it's only in regards to kilayim, aval le'inyan Shabbos, that's proper girsa, loite pe gvayim en akaira. If we want to use this din of peah for Shabbos, it's Tzuris HaPesach, the string on top of the two poles, it's not allowed to be higher than a kaira, and as we learned on the first daf, the kaira that we put at the entrance of the mavui, it's not allowed to be higher than 20 amas. Now, Amr b'yaisi says that no, he kilayim, he Shabbos, it's the same thing, kilayim and Shabbos, once we have this peah, the Sirsa Pesach, these two posts and a string on top, even in regards to Shabbos, it could be 100 amas high, and that's no problem. It's considered mechitza for Shabbos. Now we clarify that the Rabbi Yisa, Mabin Peya, Mabin Kaira. According to Rabbi Yisa, what's the difference between Peya and Kaira? A Kaira at the entrance of a Mavoi, according to Rabbi Yisa, is not allowed to be above 20 amas, but the Peya is allowed to be above 20 amas. What's the difference? And the answer is Kaira Matzals Mirachachas. A Kaira only helps from one direction. What does that mean? So we know that the reason why we have to put a Kaira, this crossbeam, at the entrance of the Mavoi is just for our hekers, for recognition that this is the dividing line between the Mavoi and the Rosh HaSarabim. Now, in order for it to be a proper heker, it has to be within eyesight, and we know that above 20 amos we're not able to see. So therefore, the Kaira, the crossbeam, has to be within 20 amos. But Peya, in Matzels Achtei Megufefes Ma'abru Chaseo, this whole din of Peya, the Sirsa Pesach, it doesn't help unless it's surrounded by four sides. Over here, we're talking about the ground is side one, the two side posts are directions 2 and 3, and then the Peya, the string on top, that's the fourth side. In other words, we have a full frame, we have a full Tzuras HaPesach, and that's considered a mechitza. It's not a heker, it's not a recognition that we have to be able to see it. It's a proper mechitza. It's like we have a wall or a door over here, and therefore, even if the top part is really high, that doesn't make a difference, we still have a proper Tzuras HaPesach. Peya only works if it's surrounded on all four sides. We have the floor, the two side posts, and the top. Now onto another din, Amar Babar Mamel, he says as follows, this is like schach or branches or some sort of covering that's placed on top of a vineyard. It's also to carry underneath them on Shabbos. It's not considered like we have Rosh HaSayachid here. Why is that? That's because these tetrapolios, these beams or the schach or whatever they are, they're considered like the end of the ceiling. Soif tikra doesn't count for peya. When we want to have a peya, when we want to have a tzuras pesach, the top beam has to be very clearly designed to be part of the door frame, if you will. But over here, the only reason why we have something that you want to try to consider the top beam or the peya, the top string, is just the schach that was placed on top of the vineyard to, let's say, protect it from the sun, and that's meant to be used as a ceiling. It was never designed to be used as a peya, as a tzuras pesach, and it can't be used as that. Therefore, no carrying underneath this entire covered area on Shabbos is not considered Rosh HaSayachid. Now, Amar Pinchas, Pinchas says, also of the Kumir Yirmiyah, a story came from Rabbi Yirmiyah, but Arba Mudim, there's four posts, Valem Arba Pistaliyais, and on top of them were four beams, Vehitil Tata Tachtein Mishon Peya, and he allowed to carry underneath them because of Peya, because here we have a proper Tzuras HaPesach, due to the fact that the beams were designed to be a Tzuras HaPesach, not as a covering. Now pay attention to slight gears to change in the next Gemara, Rav Bon, Virabanon, Ba'un Kumir Rab Ze'era, Rav Bon and the Rabbanon, asked in front of Rab Ze'era, Peya, Ma'ushet Tatzel B'Sukkah, what about Peya in regards to Sukkah? Let's say a person wants to create a wall for their Sukkah, and all they have is Peya. They have one post here, one post there, and a string on top. Is that considered a valid wall? So Amar Lani told him, Peya Matzels B'Sukkah. That helps. It's 100% fine. It's considered a valid mechitz. It's a wall for Sukkah. But what about the following? Soif Schach Ma'ushi Atzel B'Sukkah. Could we use the end of the Schach, and could that be helpful for a Sukkah? Could we view that as the Peya? And Amar Lani told him, Ein Soif Schach Ma'atzel B'Sukkah. The end of the Schach, meaning using one of the beams or one of the branches of Schach, that can't help for a Sukkah. And the question is, Ma Ben Zel, what's the difference between this one and that one? The answer is, Zen Asa L'Kach V'Zeh, Ein Asa L'Kach. This one is made for it, and that one wasn't made for it. If he uses Peya, the string on top of two posts, that's designed to be a Tzuras HaPesach, so of course that works. But just putting Schach on top of the Sukkah, that's meant to be the roof of the Sukkah. It's not meant to be a Tzuras HaPesach, so it can't be used as such. Now, Rav clarifies, Kol Ilin Milayel Inyan Masumata, and all these discussions regarding Sukkah is just the back and the forth, the Masumata and the Shakla V'Tarya. But Hala Hayrais, Asa L'Hayrais. In regards to Paskining, you're not allowed to even Paskin regarding Peya. You shouldn't tell somebody that you should make a Peya as one of the walls of your Sukkah. And what do we learn from here? Mayim Sukkah Kala at Omer Aser. Just like with a Sukkah, they're much more makeable with the dinim of Sukkah. We still say it's Aser. Shabbos Chamur like Kol Shekein. Shabbos, which is much more Chamur, for sure, it would be the same din. Now, Rabban Barchi Abba Kumi Rab Ze'era. Rabban Barchi asked in front of Rab Ze'era, Mantana Peya Matzeles. Who's the one that says that Peya helps? Lo Rabbi Yechem Benuri is Rabbi Yechem Benuri. So Amar Lehi respond to him, Adahi Tana. Which Tana would it be if not for Rabbi Yechem Benuri? And we don't Paskin like him. Now, what's this referring to? So actually, it's talking about a different din. Rabbi Yechem Benuri holds that Tzuras HaPesach by Shabbos does help, even if that Tzuras HaPesach is wider than 10 Amos, and he also holds, and here's the key, that Parutz Merubah Ala Oimed is okay. What does that mean, Parutz Merubah Ala Oimed? So when we're dealing with Mechitzas, as we're going to see in a moment, there's a difference of how much actual standing Mechitza we have versus how much Parutz, how much breached or open air we have. Sometimes it's okay, sometimes it's not. And Rabbi Yechem Benuri is very makel. He holds that even if there's more Parutz than Oimed, more breached, more open space than actual standing Mechitza, it's still valid. So Rabban Merchiyah asked Rabbi Ze'era, who holds that? Isn't it Rabbi Yechem Benuri? And he responded, yeah, which other Tana would hold like that, but we don't Paskin like him. So how do we Paskin? That's what the Gemara tells us. Nimtza says, Omer, le'inyan kelayim, it turns out that we say, in regards to kelayim, here we have a number of different stages. Kol ha'pachas mishloisha kesasom. Anytime we have breaches, we have parutz, we have open area, but it's less than 3 tefachim wide, it's like it's closed because that's lavud, and it's like we have a full-fledged mechitza, and therefore, in regards to kelayim, we could plant the 2 minim on the opposite sides of this entire area, even by the parutz, even where it's breached, even where it's open, because it's like it's closed. Now, mishloisha v'arba, let's say the breaches are between 3 and 4 tefachim. So let's just say all the breaches are 3.5 tefachim wide. So here it depends. Ima oimid rab ala parutz, mutter. If there's more standing mechitza than breached open area, it's totally mutter to plant here, even opposite the parutz side where it's open. That's because the entire thing is still considered closed. However, ima parutz rab ala oimid, if there's more breached area, more open area where there's no mechitzas than an area where there actually is mechitzas, usser, then it's usser to plant here, and it's even usser to plant where the actual mechitzas are. That's because we're talking about a situation where, let's say, everything is 3.5 tefachim. The breached areas are 3.5 tefachim wide, and the standing areas of mechitzas are 3.5 tefachim wide. We know the minimum size of a makom chashuv, of something that's considered important, is 4 tefachim. So 3.5 tefachim of wall of mechitza, that's not chashuv at all, so it's not even considered a mechitza, and therefore, even by the place where we have mechitza, where we have oimed, one's allowed to plant 2 minim on the opposite sides, because again, it's considered like there's no mechitza. Now, what about the following? Me'arba v'ad eser, let's say we're talking about spaces that are between 4 tefachim and 10 amos. Hey, on base on the top, ima oimid rab ala parutz, if there's more standing than breached area, mutter, so it's permitted to plant here, even by the breached area, because it's considered closed off and it's fine. Ima parts rab ala oimid, but if there's more breached area than the oimid, so kenegeda oimid mutter, where the standing area is mutter, and that's because, again, we're talking about that it's between 4 tefachim and 10 amos. That means that the standing mechitza, the oimid, is a minimum of 4 tefachim, as that's a makam chashuv. So at least where the standing mechitza is, that's considered a proper mechitza by itself, so he could plant on the opposite sides of it. However, keneged parutz, asur. Opposite the breached area is asur, because too wide, it's not considered closed off, and so he's not allowed to plant over there. Now, yoiser me'eser, if there's breaches of more than 10, afol pisha oimid rab ala parutz, even if the standing area is more than the breached area, we have more standing wall than we have breached area, keneged oimid mutter, keneged parutz asur, it doesn't make a difference. One's only allowed to plant by the oimid and not by the parutz, because the parutz is too wide. Now, we go through very similar classifications just regarding Shabbos. La'inyan Shabbos, in regards to mechitzas of Shabbos, and we know that by Shabbos, we have to surround the entire area with mechitzas in order to be able to carry inside. So, kol ha'pachas mishlosha kesasom. If there's less than 3 tefachim of gap in between the standing area, that's considered closed off, it's lavud, and it's perfectly fine to carry here. Now, mishlosha v'ad arba, me'arba v'ad eser, these two categories are put together from 3 tefachim to 4 tefachim, if that's what the gap in standing area was, or from 4 tefachim till 10. It doesn't make a difference, it's all the same. Im oimid rab ala parutz mutter, if there's more standing mechitza than breached open area, it's mutter to carry here. That's because the whole thing is considered closed off, so we have proper mechitzas, whereas im parutz rab ala oimid, asur. If there's more breached area than standing mechitzas, then it's asur to carry in here, because it's not considered surrounded for Shabbos purposes. Now, yoiser me'eser, if there's a breached area of more than 10, afal pisha oimid rab ala parutz, even though the standing area is more than the breached area, asur, it's still asur. That's because the breach is too wide, it's more than 10 amas, so we don't have any mechitzas over here. Now, if Chananya quotes Rav Yehuda Rapazi, who says b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, less kan mishloisha v'ad arba. In this previous din, in the classification of the mechitzas for Shabbos, we had grouped 2 different things together, that the gaps in the standing area were in between 3 and 4 tefachim, and 4 tefachim to 10. So this b'shem Rabbi Yechanan tells us that this classification of mishloisha v'ad arba is actually not part of the girsa. Why is that? Because yesh kan pirtza shloisha, we have a breached area that's 3, so there's no din of lavud anymore, but in kan makam arba, we don't have any standing mechitzas that are 4 tefachim wide, and as we said before, 4 tefachim wide is considered a makam chashuv, and we don't have any makam chashuv over here, so we're not able to say im ha'oimin ruba ala parutz, it's valid. It's not valid. We don't have any single piece of mechitza which is considered chashuv at all, so therefore, for Shabbos purposes, one's actually not allowed to carry in this area, even though, again, there's more oimid than parutz. However, Masr of Manor asks, but Taninon, we have a mission that says mekifim bekanim, we can surround an entire area with thin little reeds, meaning we stick thin reeds into the ground at intervals, and that's considered surrounded by mechitzas. V'kane yeshle makayim? Does a kane, a reed, have makayim chashuv? No, it's not 4 tefachim wide, it's a tiny, thin little reed. It could even be as skinny as a toothpick. Nonetheless, it's still considered a valid mechitza. So why should it make a nafkamina that the oimid that we have over here is less than 4 tefachim wide? It shouldn't make a difference. So Malahi responded to him, Letesiveni pachas mishloisha, don't ask me a question from that situation, because it's pachas mishloisha. Even though the reeds, the posts that we're using are very skinny, and they're not 4 tefachim wide, they're still within 3 tefachim of each other. And so don't ask me from that. Shakal pachas mishloisha kesasom hu. Anytime we have less than 3 tefachim in between 2 things, that's considered like closed off because that's lavud. So don't ask me from that Mishnah. Now the Gemara concludes with a the Memra that argues with the dinner of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yosi Rabbon says b'shem Rav mikol makim either which way mikimin sha'amid Rabba laparutz mutter, since we have more standing wall than breached area as permitted to carry here, and that's even though the standing pieces of wall that we have are less than 4 tefachim wide, it doesn't make a difference. The key is that the oimid is merubah laparutz, we have more standing wall than breached space, and so it's permitted to carry here. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow going back to discussing dinim of sukkah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.